Trauma doctors at the University of Pennsylvania are training the public how to do what they do, save lives, and quickly. It can take someone 5 minutes to bleed to death, and as WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, Penn's trauma team is teaching high schoolers how to keep that from happening.
Do we want it loose? Is this good?
No.
Tell me when to stop.
Inside a tidy classroom, Penn Medical student Camille McAllister is showing students from Sayre High School how to apply a tourniquet if someone is bleeding to death. One of the seniors is playing a victim who was shot in the arm.
One more little step.
Yes. Oh, no. Bring this through here.
The training is part of Stop the Bleed, a national campaign launched by the White House in 2015 to teach people how to keep someone alive until an ambulance arrives. Whether that's applying a tourniquet above the wound to stop the bleeding below, or stuffing a gushing bullet wound with gauze and applying pressure to stop the blood flow. There's none of the red stuff here tonight, real or fake, but there are plastic limbs with stab and bullet wounds, so students can practice packing and compressing a life-threatening injury.
Yeah, go ahead.
There you go.
And then hold that 30 seconds. Hold it for 30 seconds. One, two, three.
Dr. Jeremy Cannon has been a trauma surgeon for more than a decade, first with the military and now with Penn. He says showing residents these basic techniques could make a real difference, especially in Philadelphia, which logs hundreds of shootings each year.
I see situations on a nightly, weekly, monthly basis where a tourniquet would have been potentially life-saving.
Sayre junior Najir Francis wishes he knew how to stop severe bleeding last year when a high school friend was fatally shot in the street.
No one made it in time, so no one's around. It was like late at night, like midnight.
By the time the ambulance got there, it was too late. Sayre junior Deshaunay Brown has never come face-to-face with someone who is bleeding to death, but she says she's glad she knows how to help now if she does.
Now that I'm sure that I actually have the basics, now that I know that if it actually happens in the future, I'm going to be ready and I'm going to be there, and I would be the reason why somebody gets to live.
While Stop the Bleed programs teach people the basics of bleeding control using specialized tourniquets and gauze, the training doesn't cover how to use everyday items in life-saving situations. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.